Welcome to episode 88 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. I'm FlameFlash, and it is getting late. It has been a long week. And sadly, I did not hit any of the Twitter news pieces that I forwarded to myself. So those will either wait for a special 88.5 or next week. Depends on how much I find in my inbox once I finally get to my inbox. To that end, let's get started with the Raptor Report. Pretty paltry this week, actually. PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. Good game, strong game, playing out on the Vita, mostly. The TV is the family's TV, after all. And I share. Magic the Gathering. Physical cards. Shows up, went to another Friday Night Magic, probably the last one before Magic the Gathering Gatecrash expansion comes out. Ran Spirits, and was very satisfied. Didn't place high at all. Won two of the five rounds that occurred. Were quite a few people there, so they had to have five rounds instead of the usual four, just to make sure everyone had a chance to get enough points to have an easy first, second, third, etc. Spirits. Still appreciating the theme. It definitely has a couple of weaknesses, and those weaknesses were certainly exploited during a couple of the games, but a lot of times, honestly, my bad games, or the games that I lost on, were usually the games where either my opponent had an absolutely amazing starting hand, or I didn't have a good starting hand. You know, one time, I even ended up having to mulligan, you know, draw new, down to five cards. If you're not familiar with Magic the Gathering, you originally draw seven. Each time you mulligan in a tournament play, you go down a card. So I had to mulligan twice. I still wasn't satisfied with my hand, but I wasn't going to mulligan to go down to four. Then I might as well just say you win. Nothing to work with in a hand of four. So maybe four mana, and then I'm really screwed. I had fun. I enjoy going to these events. It's hanging out with like-minded geeks, enjoying a hobby that we all enjoy, and playing. That's what matters. Surprising people. That's what I enjoy. The fact that while my decks are not top-tier winning decks, I traditionally surprise my opponents with what I pull out. I like the looks on their faces as I do so. Dungeon Defenders. Shows on the Raptor Report, and while I didn't clock all that time in it, I did play it with the sun. Leveled up the EV character, the laser generator character, by a couple of levels, running one of the survival modes, and just had fun. He really seemed to appreciate playing with me, too. It's a real shame that the baby boy deleted his main character from the PlayStation 3, or else he'd probably play that more. He has now gotten his barbarian up to 80. My EV in comparison is level 35. I don't play it as often. Still have fun. However, so it's all that really matters. Dungeon Defenders is still a satisfying game after all of this time. If you haven't tried it out, I highly suggest it. Highly. You know, I forgot to open the chat window. Sorry, folks. Oh, well. This is probably going to be shorter than usual anyway, since I didn't get to check my Twitter for any possible good news pieces to run off with. Finally, World of Warcraft. I'm sitting at 90. I'm enjoying doing the dailies. I am enjoying grinding up my reputations, farming with a 16-plot farm, and really wishing that I could get some of my other characters, my other 85s, to Pandaria. But I refuse to move from Pandaria, or to move from my 90 druid, my main, until I've hit Exalted with all the factions and gotten that flying kite. Why? Because otherwise I won't do it. I know I won't accomplish it if I flip to, say, my warlock and start sending him to 90. I'll want to gear him up, I'll want to play him more, I'll want to run dungeons on him, and then I'll never get to finish off the reputations. That was my mistake in Cataclysm. I've got one reputation left over there that I will eventually need to go back and get, but that's why I never got it. I got 5 other characters to level cap at the time, but I pushed hard to get 5 characters to level cap. As it is, I have 2 at level cap, or almost at level cap. The shaman's almost there. That's pretty awesome. That was a wrapped report. That's right. Short, sweet, to the point. 5.2, however, is coming up soon in World of Warcraft, and is bringing back the dungeon map. So, I have, as I mentioned on Monk of Mists, I haven't touched dungeons or scenarios yet, because my main goal is to get reputation up. It's my main goal. I don't really care about gearing. I don't raid. I don't really want to deal with the jerks in instances that say, oh, well, you have crappy gear, get out of here, because I haven't been doing anything to get new gear. Just didn't want to deal with the drama. I'm playing a game to play a game. If I want drama, I'll go incite drama. But I don't want drama. But now, I shall face the drama head on and get that bonus dungeon / scenario rep. We don't know much about it yet. WoW Insider linked to a blue post that now when you click on their source link, it takes you to the WoW Insider homepage instead of wherever the forum post is. But they're fairly reputable. They'll probably fix that link pretty soon and be able to go in and see the public outcry or applause, whichever one happened to be. Personally, I'm happy about this. News World. How about Disney World tracking you with an RFID bracelet? It's kind of creepy, isn't it? Now, Disney assures people that there are ways to opt out of pretty much everything. But I can just see somebody going to Disney World with an RFID reader or whatever device you might use for that and skim off credit cards, skim off personal information because you're sitting there broadcasting it on your wrist. Oh, well. It's not like we're going to be going to Disney World anytime soon. But still keep it in mind. Still keep that creepy factor in mind that you need to go and check the privacy settings and opt out of pretty much everything when and if you go. Political World. Melrose, Massachusetts is supposedly going to try to put together a video violent media reward program. So if you turn in an M-rated game, for instance, you'll get some credit back of some sort. What? I don't understand it at all. There was a Connecticut one that they were going to gather it all up and burn it all. It just reeks of a media we don't understand, so let's destroy it instead of learn about it. I'd been waiting for video games to take the brunt end of the gun debate that's currently raging around. But it's just so silly. I don't understand it. Finally, I said this would be short since I didn't have a chance to hit my Twitter notes. PlayStation All-Stars gets two new characters, Cat and Emmett. Now, Cat, I have access to. I have Gravity Rush on my Vita. I just haven't had a chance to play it yet. It looks interesting. She's a character who can manipulate gravity. Should be quite good in the in a fighting game, as long as they, I can't. As long as they do a good job. It's almost an appropriate said, as long as they do her right. Which, oh well. Emmett from Starhawk. I have no familiarity with Starhawk whatsoever. Perhaps that's a shame on me, but if it's M-rated, that would be why I have no experience with Starhawk. None. Though his level 3 looked absolutely awesome. That was it, honestly. I am Flame Flash. Twitter at Flame Flash. Raptor. raptr.com/flameflash. And write in. Podcast@flameflash.net. I might go peek at my emails a little bit, but I think I'm off to bed because Red Flare's birthday is almost here, and I want to be sure to be healthy and ready. So, here's to Friday. Here's to an approaching weekend. Good night.